This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Domestic Cookery: Useful Recipes and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. The Source of Liberal Deeds is Wise Economy. Section 17. Food for the Sick. Remarks on preparing food for the sick. Few young persons understand cooking for the sick. It is very important to know how to prepare their food in an inviting manner. Everything should be perfectly clean and nice. Avoid giving any invalid anything out of a cup that has been used before, even if it is medicine. It will not be so hard to take out of a clean cup. It is well to have a stand or small table by the bedside that you can set anything on. A small silver strainer that will fit just over a tumbler or teacup is very useful to strain lemonade, panada, or herb tea. If you want anything to use through the night, you should prepare it, if possible, beforehand, as a person that is sick can sometimes fall asleep without knowing it, if the room is kept perfectly still. Boiled custard. Beat an egg with a heaped teaspoon full of sugar. Stir it into a teacup full of boiling milk, and stir till it is thick. Pour it in a bowl on a slice of toast cut up, and grate a little nutmeg over it. Panada. Put some crackers, crusts of dry bread, or dried rusk, in a saucepan with cold water and a few raisins. After it has boiled half an hour, put in sugar, nutmeg, and half a glass of wine, if the patient has no fever. If you have dried rusk, it is a quicker way to put the rusk in a bowl with some sugar and pour boiling water on it out of the tea kettle. If the patient can take nothing but liquids, this makes a good drink when strained. Egg panada. Boil a handful of good raisins in a quart of water. Toast a slice of bread and cut it up. Beat two eggs with a spoonful of sugar and mix it with the bread. When the raisins are done, pour them on the toast and eggs, stirring all the time. Season to your taste with wine, nutmeg, and butter. Oatmeal gruel. Mix two spoonfuls of oatmeal with as much water as will mix it easily, and stir it in a pint of boiling water in a saucepan until perfectly smooth. Let it boil a few minutes and season with sugar and nutmeg, and pour it out on a slice of bread, toasted and cut up, or some dried rusk. If the patient should like them, you can put in a few raisins, stoned and cut up. This will keep a good day, and if nicely warmed over, is as good as when fresh. Corn gruel. Mix two spoonfuls of sifted cornmeal in some water. Have a clean skillet with a pint of boiling water in it. Stir it in, and when done, season it with salt to your taste, or sugar if you prefer. Arrowroot. Moisten two teaspoonfuls of powdered arrowroot with water, and rub it smooth with a spoon. Then pour on half a pint of boiling water. Season it with lemon juice or wine and nutmeg. In cooking arrowroot for children, it is a very good way to make it very thick and thin it afterwards with milk. Sago. Wash the sago, allowing 2 tablespoonfuls to a quart of water, and soak it an hour. Boil it slowly till it thickens and sweeten with loaf sugar, and season it with wine or lemon juice. Tapioca jelly. Wash the tapioca well and let it soak for several hours in cold water. Put it in a saucepan with the same water and let it boil slowly till it is clear and thick. Then season it with wine and loaf sugar. The pearl tapioca will require less time to soak and no washing. Allow 3 tablespoonfuls of tapioca to a quart of water. Milk porridge. Put half a pint of milk and the same of water in a saucepan to boil. Mix 2 spoonfuls of wheat flour in milk till very smooth, and stir in when it boils. Keep stirring it 5 minutes, when pour it in a bowl and season with salt. Barley water. Boil 2 tablespoonfuls of barley in a quart of water. It is a cooling drink in fevers. If the weather is cold, you can make a large quantity. Some boil whole raisins with barley. Take it with or without seasoning. To poach eggs, put a pint of water in a clean skillet with a little butter and salt. When it boils, break 2 eggs in a plate and put them in. In about a minute, take them out on a plate in which there is a slice of bread toasted and buttered. This is a very delicate way of cooking eggs. Barley panada. Boil a small teacup of barley in water till it is soft, with a teacup of raisins. Put in nutmeg and sugar and break it into toast or dried rusk. Calf's foot blancmange. Put a set of nicely cleaned feet in 4 quarts of water and let it boil more than halfway. Strain through a colander and when it is cold, scrape off all the fat, and take out what settles at the bottom. Put it in a saucepan with a quart of new milk, sugar to your taste, lemon peel and juice, cinnamon or mace. Let it boil 10 minutes and strain it. Wet your mold, and when it is neatly cold, put it in. When it is cold and stiff, it can be turned out on a plate and eaten with or without cream. This is very nice for a sick person and is easily made. Cream toast. Cut a slice of stale bread and wet it with cream. Toast it slowly and butter it. This is very nice for an invalid and an agreeable change. Milk toast, etc. Boil a teacup of milk and put it in a spoonful of butter. Toast a slice of bread and moisten it with water, then pour on the boiling milk. This is very good for sick persons and can be eaten without much exertion. In making water toast, the butter should be melted in boiling water and put on while hot. To stew dried beef. Chip some beef very thin, pour hot water on it and let it stand a minute or two, then drain it off, and stew it in a skillet with a little cream and butter. If it is preferred dry, it may be fried in butter alone. To stew ham, etc. Cut a slice of ham into small pieces and pour boiling water on it. Let it soak a few minutes to extract the salt and stew it in a little water. Just before it is done, put in some cream and parsley. If you boil ham that is uncooked, it should always be soaked in water a few minutes. To stew chickens or birds. When a sick person is tired of broiled chickens or birds, it is well to stew them for a change. The wing, with part of the breast of a chicken, will make a meal. Stew it in a little water and put in parsley, cream, pepper, and salt, just as it is done. Chicken water. If you have a small chicken, it will take half of it to make a pint of chicken water. Cut it up and put it up to a boil in a covered skillet with a quart of water. When it has boiled down to a pint, take it up and put in a little salt and slice of toasted bread. This is valuable in cases of dysentery and cholera morbus, particularly when made of old fowls. Beef feet. Soak the feet and have them nicely cleaned. Boil them slowly and take off the scum as it rises. When they are soft and tender, take them up and separate the bones from the glutinous part, which is a very nice for a sick person, and conveys nutriment in a form that will hardly disagree with the most delicate stomach that has been taken when nearly all other foods was rejected. A few drops of vinegar and a little salt renders it more palatable. Beef tea, etc. Take a piece of juicy beef without any fat, cut it in small pieces, bruise it till tender, and put it in a wide mouth bottle and cork it tight. Put this in a pot of cold water, set it over the fire, and let it boil an hour or more. When a person can take but a small quantity of nourishment, this is very good. Mutton may be done in the same way. Mutton and veal broth. Boil a piece of mutton till it comes to pieces, then strain the broth and let it get cold so that the fat will rise, which may be taken off. Then warm it and put in a little salt. Veal broth may be made in the same way and is more delicate for sick persons. Wine whey. Boil a pint of milk and put it in a glass of white wine. Set it over the fire till it just boils again, then set it off till the curd has settled, then strain it and sweeten to your taste. Rennet Whey. Warm a pint of milk, but do not let it get too hot, or it will spoil the taste of the whey. Wash the salt from a piece of rennet the size of a dollar and put it in the milk. When it turns, take out the rennet, wash it and put it in a cup of water, and it will do to use again to make whey. If you have rennet in a bottle of wine, 2 teaspoons of it will make a quart of whey. But if the person has a fever, it is best to make it without wine. Mulled Jelly. Take a tablespoon of currant or grape jelly and beat with it a white of an egg and a little loaf sugar. Pour on it 1/2 pint of boiling water and break in a piece of dry toast or 2 crackers. Mulled Wine. Beat together an egg, a glass of wine, and a spoonful of sugar. Pour on it 1/2 pint of hot water. Stir all the time to keep it from curdling, and when you pour it in a tumbler, grate a little nutmeg over it. Toast Water. Cut pieces of bread very thin and toast dry, but do not let it burn. Put it in a pitcher and pour boiling water on it. Toast water will allay thirst better than almost anything else. If it is wanted to drink through the night, it should always be made early in the evening. Apple Water, etc. Roast 2 apples, mash them, and pour a pint of water on them, or slice raw apples and pour boiling water on them. Tamarinds, currant, or grape jelly, cranberries, or dried fruit of any kind make a good drink. Coffee. Sick persons should have their coffee made separate from the family, as standing in the tin pot spoils the flavor. Put 2 teaspoonfuls of ground coffee in a small mug and pour boiling water on it. Let it sit by the fire to settle and pour it off in a cup with sugar and cream. Care should be taken that there are no burnt grains. Chocolate. To make a cup of chocolate, grate a large teaspoonful in a mug and pour a teacup of boiling water on it. Let it stand covered by the fire a few minutes, when you can put in sugar and cream. Black tea. Black tea is much more suitable than green for sick persons, as it does not affect the nerves. Pat a teaspoonful in a pot that will hold about 2 cups and pour boiling water on it. Let it set by the fire to draw 5 or 10 minutes. Rye mush. This is a nourishing and light diet for the sick and is by some preferred to mush made out of Indian meal. 4 large spoonfuls of rye flour, mixed smooth in a little water and stirred in a pint of boiling water. Let it boil 20 minutes, stirring frequently. Nervous persons who sleep badly rest much better after a supper of corn or rye mush than if they take tea or coffee. End of section 17. Food for the Sick. Today's reading by Chris V.